you know, too, like Coinbase as well, right? They just got hacked and their customer information.
Really?
Leaked. Yeah, like literally.
No, because I have $3 in Coinbase. Like, self-custody, I think, is on par with owning Bitcoin, stacking sats, and becoming a holder.
Today, I had the pleasure of interviewing superstar TJ Miller. He has nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram, over 50,000 subs here on YouTube, and on top of it all, he talks about Bitcoin. So we get into everything related to Bitcoin and his efforts to Orange Pill Hollywood. But first, 79% of you guys who watch this very channel and come back on a recurring basis are not subscribed. So please, please, please hit that subscribe button and hit that like button so you guys know when I'm putting out some great content. All right, now let's get into this great interview with TJ Miller.
I got my hat on backwards because I'm a crypto bro.
And we're live here at the
We're doing it together.
There we go.
Well, I love it. And it's so funny, on the way here, I can't wait to talk about this. On the way here, there was another girl sitting next to me. And it was in, you know, first class, and I sort of said, hey, I'm going to a conference. And she said, what conference? And I said, Bitcoin. And she goes, yeah, but which one? And I go, what? And she said, I know it's a big one, but I said, no, Bitcoin. And you could see her immediately. She didn't do it, but you could see her roll her eyes inside of her head as sort of a like, what the, that fucking scam? And then I begin. We all do. We all start to go, well, do you own any Bitcoin? Do you know anything about it? And I begin to slowly, I feel like when you orange pill someone, you don't realize you're doing it until halfway through.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? You think?
Yeah.
And, but I'm trying to get better and better at doing it in the least technical way and the most welcoming way. But there was a really interesting moment where she said, well, all these Bitcoiners, what's it like going? Because I told her I went to Nashville.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We haven't heard even one thing he said. But it's fun to see what my responses are and figure out what you thought he was saying when he was like. So I said to her, I said, you know, it's a really great community. And I think of it more as a community than. And I know it seems like talking about it, it's kind of a cult, but yeah. I think it's more of a community. And then I stopped and I go, I guess that's what people in a cult would say. And she goes, that's exactly what people in a cult would say. But I think it is a community. And what I told her is it's really cool to be in these rooms, in the city, at these panels, in all these places where the thing that everybody laughed at us about, I told somebody the other day, when the bear market and the real crash and down to 20,000, 16,000, my family, who knew that I was into Bitcoin,
yeah,
not only did they think that I had lost all my money, they also didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah? Why not? Why do you think that?
Because I think they thought I would be embarrassed or maybe assumed that I sold stuff on the way down. Or, more likely, they thought it was never going to go back up. And the reason is because they knew nothing about the history. And that leads me to the thing that I talked to a lot of people about in the conference, which is it takes about 50 hours of study to understand Bitcoin. That's not that much if you just do a couple hours a day for a month.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really hard to get people to study after they've graduated from school. And so almost no one in my life is willing to do the research, even just a little bit of research, to understand it. And so they truly believed I had lost all my money in some capacity.
Yeah.
And I think some of them were embarrassed for me. Like, really?
Do you think it's more because people don't want to think about money? Or do you think it's like, you know, maybe the crypto bro kind of stuff?
I just talked to, crypto bro a little bit. But I just talked to somebody, and it was really interesting. This guy, Zarin, and he was in really early in 2012. Pretty quickly after I met him, he goes, he's a friend of Ed Julien's who works at MicroStrategy. Pretty quickly after I met him, he's like, yep, I'm the guy that got kidnapped. But he said something that I hadn't really heard, which was, he goes, most people don't care about money. And what he meant was, I think, that most people don't care about the value or the nature of money.
Yeah.
They just care about getting enough of it to buy the things that they want. So the nature of money is just not really important. But I actually haven't heard anybody say, do you think it's crypto bro stuff a little bit?
The best place to buy Bitcoin in the United States and Canada is the Bitcoin Well. You could go to the bitcoinwell.com/greencandle and sign up today, and they will give you Wishing Well tokens. They are one of the only exchanges in the United States that will give you free sats every time you buy Bitcoin. You have a chance to win 1 million sats every time you buy. You get Wishing Well tokens. You flip the coin down the Wishing Well, and you have the chance to win 1 million sats. You heard me here, folks. 1 million sats. And on top of that, they have the absolute best over-the-counter service where you can make purchases over $50,000, and they will walk you through the whole thing. They have the best rates in the United States and in Canada. And on top of that, they have the best white glove service where they will take you through those giant purchases just so you feel comfortable. You'll get it in cold storage, and it's strictly non-custodial. They are saying, we want you to experience the true power of Bitcoin, and that's self-custody. So go to the well, sign up, bitcoinwell.com/greencandle today. Enough for me, back to the show.
I think it's a little bit like, you know, it gets conflated, right? Bitcoin, It's Bitcoin and crypto, right? So they think about all of these different coins, whatever, and people get overwhelmed. I think
which
that's
are all, by the
it.
Way, are all meme coins.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think it's that. And then I also think, like, exactly what, you know, that guy was saying is, like, majority of people just don't want to think about money. I want to go to get my 9-to-5, come home, not have to think about it. I don't want to be a hedge fund manager by myself thinking about what stock here, thing or there.
Well,
I just want to park my money in.
And stocks, people just assume that's actually the only next level that you'll go. And a lot of people that own stocks, right, it's in their 401k, their IR, whatever it is. To them, the next level of money is equities. And then some people understand bonds or a mutual fund or something. But that's still, to them, they don't really know about it. They just know that if you have enough money, you should buy stock in Apple. And then some people go, well, I got in on Tesla, and I'm going to watch NVIDIA and see when that. But very few of them would ever think, well, I should maybe take a look at strategy, because that's almost a level down from Bitcoin, which is what is so brilliant about Michael Saylor, shout out.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. And I think the crypto bro thing isn't helping. And then this doesn't have anything to do with us. And it doesn't have anything to do with Bitcoin. But FTX and then Celsius, which was much less publicized, both of those things did nothing to help Bitcoin's image.
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, too, like Coinbase as well, right? They just got hacked. And their customer information
really?
Leaked. Yeah, like,
oh,
like literally.
No, because I have $3 in Coinbase.
Yeah, but I mean, like, these things happen, right? And so it's the perception of, oh, I go to Coinbase and buy Bitcoin, and then,
it's
well,
unsafe.
They just had a big, giant breach.
You know, I don't have any Bitcoin, but I just like the culture and the community. But if I did have Bitcoin, I would keep it in Gemini. But I feel safer at Gemini because I just think from the beginning, they've been like, trust is our brand, and they want to really focus on regulation, and they kind of wanted to do the thing. So I feel like Gemini is really, really safe, right? And then I feel like self-custody, which I don't own any Bitcoin, but if I did, I would be really scared of that. And I think Bitcoiners who are truly OG Bitcoiners, but also just in, also are truly OGs, or they're really fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Self-custody is just as important as owning Bitcoin, and just as important as that. Like, self-custody, I think, is on par with owning Bitcoin, stacking sats, and becoming a whole coiner.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think self-custody is really scary, but it eliminates all the shit with Coinbase and all that stuff. And I think I was really scared of it because people would say, well, what happens if your ledger, right, gets, it's in a safe and you can't get back in a safe? Or there's all those fears. But now with companies like Casa doing multi-sig and a little bit more of that, now my wife and I, you know, are in the conversation of if we ever get Bitcoin, it would be a multi-sig situation. And she's a maximalist.
Oh, there we go. That's awesome.
She's really, really a fucking maximalist. So she looks at any of my friends who own Ethereum, which we know some twins in Michigan who are Ethereum maxis.
Okay.
She looks at them and she's like, why would you buy Pepsi when you can buy Coke? So to her, Bitcoin is Chanel and Coca-Cola, and the rest of it is just
the off-brand.
It's all off-brand. That's a great way of putting it. I'm going to, can I steal that and
of
tell
course.
Her?
Of course, yeah.
I'm not going to tell her your name because she'll,
yeah, we could
she
keep
might,
that on
she
the
She might
deal.
Take you to a Chili's too.
Oh, not an Applebee's though, right?
No, just, and not a Chili's.
No.
A Chili's too.
A Chili's too.
T-O-O. They're hard okay. to find unless you go to an airport.
Yeah. Well, they have one in the Orlando airport that's like an
love
escalator
it.
Up to heaven,
ugh,
you know? I mean,
love
that,
it.
That's...
She loves it.
Yeah, there we
Why
go.
Why go to Chili's when you go to Chili's too? It's the exact opposite.
Exactly. All right, but tell me, how did you get your wife so orange-pilled? Was that... Did she orange-pill you, or was it the other way around? How did it work?
No, I mean, do you feel like you've orange-pilled a lot of your friends or the people around you?
So I have tried for a lot of my friends, families outside of the Bitcoin space.
Family, we always do with family.
It didn't work too well.
It's hard.
The thing that does orange-pill a majority of the time is the price. I mean, especially hitting that 100K, I think that was just a big mental barrier for a lot of people. I mean, I have a screenshot for one of my buddies last summer. And he was chirping me because Bitcoin was at 50, 60K, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, Bitcoin's going to hit 100K this year. Then it did. He bought Bitcoin, and then it went under 100K. He's like, dude, what the hell? I'm like, I told you to do this like a long time
and
ago, you
it's,
know?
It's so hard when you convince someone finally. I was thinking about this yesterday. I have a friend who's independently wealthy, let's call it. And I paid him in Bitcoin for this like gig that we did together.
Yeah.
And I just know that he hasn't bought any other Bitcoin. And for some people, and this I think happens for almost everyone, right, you buy Bitcoin at the price that you deserve.
Okay, so you've discovered Bitcoin and are on the path to financial self-sovereignty. But simply holding Bitcoin is not enough. You need to make sure that it's stored properly and you are in 100% control over all your assets. So sharing your keys with third parties and taking on that counterparty risk is not the answer. The answer is pure and simple. It's uncompromising self-custody, and there's no better way to do it than the Bitcoin way. They've got over 25 years of cybersecurity experience, and their team of experts can help you properly self-custody your Bitcoin, secure your digital life, configure your privacy phones, and even establish a Plan B residency if you're looking to do so. So I'm gonna help you guys out here and give you a free consultation if you take the first step and visit thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and you can check out the boys at The Bitcoin Way and see how they can help you become self-sovereign.
Yeah.
Every single price that you can buy Bitcoin, even people that buy it are like, well, I missed the boat.
Yeah.
100%. It's never going to get higher than this. And I think 100K did a great job of what you're saying, that mental barrier. But it also, I think, has really had a lot of people go, well, I can never buy it. Because when I told this fucking girl on the plane, when I said to her, hey, you know, you should buy a little bit of Bitcoin. You can buy $5, buy $10. Everybody likes to talk about dollar cost averaging, but I just think buy a little bit here and there. And she didn't get that. She thought you had to buy a whole coin.
Yeah, I think the whole number bias is definitely something, you know, I get that too, where it's like I could buy, I don't know, 1,000 XRP or whatever it is for the price of, you know, then I'm like, It's just not the same. So, I mean, we have to kind of frame it in a different way to make sure that that whole number bias doesn't come about. But I think things are changing. It's moving in a different direction. The validity of, you know, the current administration coming in, the strategic reserve, those things.
When the ETF got passed, and Ophelia Branca, who's a good friend of mine and Kate's, when 21 shares sort of began the ETF process, when those were passed, that just changed the landscape completely. But the institutions were seeing it how retail saw it when they were like, we buy it here, sell it here.
Yeah.
We wait for this, we'll buy a little bit more. They weren't really hodlers. And so I think it's actually going to take a while for BlackRock to go, this needs to be 5% of your portfolio and you're just going to hold it.
Well, they're like saying Apple now stock. 2%. So, I mean, BlackRock is saying that the
I think we're going to get there. But if you're smart, you really should have, I mean, Saylor would say you should have 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think you're right. I think the landscape is changing, but I don't know, man. I mean, you know, we'll see.
I mean, when you get that 2% too, that's going to turn into 5% pretty quick, and then it's just going to outperform everything else. So I think it's just a matter of time. Why do you think that, you know, not a lot of, I guess, people in Hollywood, celebrities, that kind of stuff, why do you think it hasn't gone super mainstream just yet?
So I talk about, this is one of the things that I come here to talk about, that in like, you know, narrative film, television, and how that could help. But I get asked that question from anybody who's kind of doing what you're doing. And I think the reason is that, I think it's twofold. Because Pompliano actually asked that question point blank. He was like, what's going on? And I think in Hollywood, you're told to do things a certain way. And if you don't, if you're a maverick, which obviously is kind of a little bit of what I am.
Yeah, there we go.
You're kind of a black sheep. You're kind of told, like, that's not really how we do things here. And so that mentality infects everything.
Yeah.
It infects your work, obviously, but it infects your choice in roles. It affects what you write. It affects all that. But I'm a stand-up comedian. And so that, the whole thing is you're being told you have to pave your own way.
Yeah.
So those two things, I think, contribute to it. But I got to say, at the end of the day, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have told people about it. And even in Silicon Valley, I said to all of those guys, like, look into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, learn about it. And they just all were like, why? So that we can get scammed?
Yeah. Do you think that too many people, like, I guess, of that status are used to people coming with their hands out, asking for things, and, you know, I guess more have their guard up so they're not willing to, I guess, take that step?
I think that's a great point. I really do.
My favorite thing about Bitcoin is meeting Bitcoiners in person. That's why I'm so excited to tell you guys about what is going on June 14th down in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. That's the Sound Money Soiree paired with Bitcoin Day. They're bringing a full day of great talks with amazing speakers like your boy here. And we're topping it off with a black tie event just for you and bring in that hot lady friend. We had Bitcoin cross 100K. We're all getting girlfriends, folks. So come on down to beautiful Tampa, Florida. And if you use the link below, you will get 10% off your entire order, whether you want to go to just the black tie event or black tie event plus Bitcoin Day. You'll get 10% off using the links below. Also, if you're thinking about going to BitBlock Boom in April, if you're going to Vegas in May, or if you're thinking about going to Prague in June, use my promo code GREENCANDLE for all of those. You'll get 10% off your entire order. And come bug me. I hope to see you guys very soon at one of these great in-person events. Enough from me. Back to the show.
But in this case, your hand isn't out.
Yeah, because you is from you.
You're pushing this idea, this ideology. You should think about this. And maybe it's like Scientology type stuff has always scared all of us who aren't Scientologists. But I think we need to eliminate the Bitcoin as a cult framework. I think we need to eliminate the idea that you have to buy it at the price that a coin costs. And I think we have to sort of, this is one of the things I'm going to talk about, because like I have an have a couple things I'm working on. One is a film. Another is like a sort of a travel show. Another is a series. But take all of that out of it, and just to say, if you make something where implicit in it is Bitcoin is hope,
yeah,
which is why my wife loves it, because Saudi princesses are being, women are being trapped in, because the family doesn't want to honor kill them, but they don't want to let them out into public. Those women have no access to money.
Yeah, for sure.
And they can be tracked if they escape. If they have Bitcoin, as long as they can get out of there, they have money and they have a way for people to send them money.
Yeah.
And those people can't be. So if we frame it a little bit more like that, and maybe not as much get rich quick, which obviously, if you know about Bitcoin, there is no quick to it.
Yeah.
You're not, in fact, we don't want to get rich quick. We want to get rich long term, maybe, but it's more like it's about the ideology and kind of believing in it. So I'd like to make that focus, the whole Bitcoin is hope, more at the forefront.
Yeah.
And I think that'll really help.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, one aspect of it for sure. And I think more people are starting to look at, you know, Bitcoin as, I guess, maybe an inflation hedge or a different alternative to gold.
Yeah.
So I think that's another way to frame it. It's just, I think, to be honest, just meeting people where they're at, right? So your wife resonates with the freedom.
Right.
Some people are maybe resonating, I just want to protect
that's
my money.
That's a really good way of putting it. Just meeting people where they're at and knowing this is the angle that will help you understand and be open to it.
Yeah, and you got to build that trust first, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I know in Bitcoin we say don't trust, verify, but in order for me to convince you of something, you have to think that I'm not trying to scam you initially.
Well, and you say trustless and people go, what?
Yeah.
So it's not trustworthy? And you're like, no.
Self-custody can be a daunting task. That's why I've partnered with Bitbox. They have the best hardware wallet. They make it the easiest to put Bitcoin in self-custody. So go to bitbox.swiss/greencandle today and use promo code greencandle and you can get 5% off your entire order. They make it so easy, all in one. You could get the hardware wallet, you could get their punch plates, you could do it all right there on that website to make the self-custody experience the easiest it can be. So visit bitbox.swiss/greencandle. Use promo code GREENCANDLE, get 5% off your entire order, and get your Bitcoin off an exchange into self-custody today. All right, enough for me. Let's get back to the show.
So I really feel strongly, just what you said is great. Meet people where they are. And I think Ed Julien, who's really a great friend of mine, has helped. And then MicroStrategy and Sailor has been so instrumental, especially with Kate. But there is a component of it, which is even the phrase orange pilling.
Yeah.
It's not helping.
I mean, I hear you, because it's like red pill, black pill, all these things. It's like
you don't want to tell people they're going to take the drug and then take the trip. You want to say you can trust this. And we'll talk later about it. It's trustless. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to meet you.
There we go.
Where you are, to try and help you understand. But the thing I think I'm concerned about is, like, everybody in here knows that Moody, I was just reading about this the other day, and kind of the U.S. credit rating has gone down.
Yeah.
In a way that it never really has before. But only people like us and like institutional investment, TradFi, like all that, they're the only ones paying attention to that.
Yeah.
So when we talk to our family or a friend about it, and the friends, yeah, at this great, have you had any friends where you say buy Bitcoin and they're like, forget it?
Yeah.
And then Bitcoin goes up and then they're like kind of mad at you because they didn't do it?
Yeah, they're like, why didn't you tell me about this before? And I'm like, I did.
Yeah, right. That's a great way of putting it. Look at her. Look at this.
Yeah.
Can somebody put this on camera?
Yeah. But TJ, we've got a big week ahead of us. Before you run out of here, where are we?
such a sweet baby.
The legend TJ Miller in the house, man.
Do you have one more question you said?
Yeah. What's the thing you're looking forward to the most this week before you head out here? Yeah.
I think it's already happened.
There we go.
It was this fucking interview.
There we go. I love it. Appreciate it, boss. Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of the State of Bitcoin podcast. If you really enjoyed this one, I've got another one cooking up for you. You can click that right here and you can go to the next episode, which is an absolute banger where you know I'm bringing you only the latest and greatest guests. Or if you're looking for more macro related content, you could check out my other channel, Macro Insights Pod. I got it linked for you right here. So where I'm bringing you more about stocks, real estate, traditional finance stuff. So go ahead and check that out. And if you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and hit that like, hit that subscribe button, and tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, enough from me. I'll see you at the next one.